I write to meet my feelings and to find out what motivates them.
Sometimes transported unexpectedly by odd road signs and occasional mishearings, my guest on The Poet's Weave, Terry Wisniewski, has written since she could hold a pencil and imagine what wasn't into what was. I am Jenny Kander. Terry, what is in your poems for us today?
They meet. Walking home from Champion Spark Plug after a shift of tedious handwork, she is pleased and determined to be carving out a life that is utterly unagrarian. The air is crisp, not cold. Sun hangs low on the horizon. Set hours indoors, she is tired, not dirty. Her olive skin holds the tan of childhood, but she doesn't feel like a baked piece of clay, so it is understandable that her steps are light, her mood buoyant as she traipses back from town, that when he slows the car to drive along beside her and offer a ride to the farm on Wen's Road, she isn't even conscious of seeming coy or standoffish as she turns him down. She doesn't mind the walk. In this poem, there are three characters. There's she, her husband, and her mother. So if you listen to those pronouns, you shouldn't get confused. Her mother. After one too many fainting spells, the loss of strength to care for the yard, the empty house, her husband decides, a certainty in his voice she can feel at her core. And so her mother will come to sit in their room with the television, chair angled toward the rarely used front door, stringing one day together with the next, like beads sliding onto thread, while light reaches into the room around the edges of heavy curtains and recedes. Here, her mother will wait, dressed in pale spring green, surrounded by the colors of moss and bark, listening to the rhythm of her overburdened heart. She remembers his words, tears in her throat, gratitude, relief, an opening, harmonics sound, calm resolve, his decision, her mother, an uncomplicated act of love. Before you were born. August was odd that year, cool, damp, and even quite green. The bugs, however, engaged in their usual August duties, creating chrysalises, spreading dewy trampolines in the grass. Tens of tiny orb-weaving arachnids pitched their perfectly concentric nets. Between needled arms of not-so-lately pruned yews, they lined up their catches in small gauzy bundles. Outside our front door, a praying mantis threw aside his coattail and showed us his wing, then sat perfectly still for the rest of the evening. And the blooms, those sprouting an extra round of green beneath, were sparse in the unseasonably pleasant air, preparing to fold in on themselves and sleep through winter.
You've been listening to poetry by Terry Wisniewski on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.